fixed for a home, and that was fixed up.
We got one woman living right down here on South Green Street that's still sweeping. I saw the other day, and she's a first cousin of my mother, and she's 90-something years old. And she's still sweeping with them straw brooms.
The homemade straw broom.
I saw that.
That's interesting.
And reading I can remember some well, I told you they had no sisters, and my daddy had a sharp eye, and my mother would be sick sometime, and I'd have to be all cleaning up. My dad would be sitting around 45 that night. Directly he'd say, Henry, I'm going to leave you sweep on that bed. Get that broom, get that clean. I see some dust on you. Get on out of that old broom. Straw broom.
We got one woman living right down here on South Green Street.
The term that means,
she's a fresh cousin to my mother.
The process of putting the clothes in water and
she's still
soaking
with them
and then hanging them out, and then the process
homemade
with the
implement
to smooth them out again. What do you call it? Who's the person who does all of the...
Well, I told you they had no sisters, and my daddy had a sharp eye, and my mother would be
sick. And the thing that you do first,
the washing and all that. Want to go back there a little bit. The first thing we had to do was draw water out of the well.
Get that broom, get that clean. Says, I see
put them in
dust,
tub and water and wash pot, and then put them clothes in the wash pot, boil them, take them out and handle them. And then wash them. Had a battling stick. My nephew cut off our old battling stick that my mother used in Alabama here a while back. After my brother died, he come up here and got his stuff. And W.G. had mother's old battling stick and everything out. We had a sort out a big sweet gum, a black gum, a red, big as they could find, and sawed off a block about that high. And then you made a thing. In the shape of one of the things that you row a boat with, but you know it's no more long than that. All that was wide down here and there. And you call that your battling stick. And you take them clothes out of that wash pot and battle them that morning, make them out of out, and then put them in the tub, she'd wash them out, and then we go hang them out. And then they would starch them and iron them lightly with them a while. You had to put them in the pot and put them in the pot and sit down there. I don't know which you was trying to get at, which you.
That whole big sweet gum, a black gum, a red, big as they could find, so off the block about that high.
Well, as he said, he's in there once. Somebody saw that thing and he didn't know what it was and nothing it was. I said, well, if you'd used as many days as I had, you'd
remember.
That's right. I had some of that, but I had one that I don't know how many.